Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about a scam, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what we're going to
know. This is the CPA, an LLC scam, and Dennis Cole is the president-elect of the Connecticut Society of Certified Public Accountants, partner with Beers, Hammerman, Cohen, and Burger PC in New Haven. Mr. President-elect, how are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you guys?
We're good,
congratulations.
Thanks. We're good, thanks. Yeah, congratulations. That's a terrific, terrific honor.
Responsibility.
Yes, it's a big responsibility. So this LLC scam, Dennis, what does it entail?
Well, this is one of the more advanced ones because this is a scam that they're doing through the mail. A lot of the ones we're used to is the IRS calling up or doing something like that, which never happens, and people are pretty, you know, onto those ones. The Ethiopian prince and all that. But this one actually has a mailing that says that there's a fee due for an annual report, which in part is true. There's a $20 annual fee for any LLC, but that is done through the Secretary of State's website. And this one is saying it's a service that will do it for you. And there really would be no way to tell without checking with your tax professional.
So if you get one of these, you better check. Is the fee much higher?
It's definitely much higher. The fee that they're going for is $110. And this is one of those scams that is going small because people will sometimes figure, well, I'm not going to call my CPA because it's going to cost me X amount of dollars, and it's only $110. Let me just pay it, be done with it, and move on. So this one is a little more advanced, but it is a good reminder for people that whenever there's anything that you're remotely skeptical about, you really should get in touch with your tax professional, and hopefully that's a CPA.
So this one looks like a real estate tax form, huh?
Not real estate. This is a real tax form.
Right. Oh, it is.
Looks like it. Looks
real
like
estate it. Tax form. I'm sorry, I misread it.
Yes, and people do. I mean, when we first got it, we had to look it up because we looked at it. We said, geez, did we miss something? And it is one of the more advanced ones, but it is definitely not legitimate.
So they're that good. I mean, these guys have really been working on this thing. Do you know, Dennis, to what extent these have been sent out?
A lot of the LLCs have gotten them because what happens is the Secretary of State, you can go on the website and any LLC is listed there. It's public information.
Yeah.
And I think what these people have done is done that, culled the information from that, and just sent out mass mailings.
So what are you required to do besides send in the 110-something bucks?
With this scam, that's all they're asking to do, and then they will take care of everything.
Oh,
you know, of course, in the air quotes, where you never have to be bothered again. But again, the real fee with this is every year you do have to do $20. It's done online. It's only paid by credit card, and it's done through the Secretary of State. So that would be the only way to do it. But again, if anybody has any skepticism about anything they're receiving, they really should contact their CPA.
How common is this kind of an attempt at a scam?
Every couple or few years, one of them comes up with something. And you know, again, the one that was very popular a few years ago is the IRS would call and go with the fear and intimidation of saying you owe back taxes. You're gonna, we're gonna put liens on everything, and if you give us some money now, we'll at least put a hold on everything. And they've just gotten more advanced because people realize that I think the education has been out there that they're not going to call you. They're going to do it through the mail. So now they've taken the next step and come up with a form that they're doing through the mail that looks pretty darn good, but it's definitely not legitimate at all.
Dennis, when the IRS, for example, you don't pay your taxes or you owe them money, do they sometimes turn it over to a private agency or is it always the IRS?
It's always it would be at least a different division of the IRS. They have IRS collections division.
Okay, so they don't contract it out to a private collector?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Talking with Dennis Cole, president-elect of the Connecticut Society of Certified CPAs. Dennis, what else should small business owners be on the lookout for as we head for 2019?
Well, you know what? I am the king of hindsight, and you can ask my wife about that one. But sitting here at this point in January, really the best time to do anything with that would be in December. And I just did a lot of work in December working with my clients to get things done before the end of the year so we could get everything in place to happen for the 2018 tax forms. And now really the best thing to do is just get all your information in place so you can get it to your CPA so they can get the return done. But the best advice I would give people is to contact your tax professional in December so you can do things before the year end and possibly save money and maybe speed up some deductions and save some money for this year.
Dennis, even though we're at the 7th of January now, are you starting to get some early indications as to what the new tax laws might do to those of us in the state?
You know, contrary to popular belief, a lot of people are going to be better off with the new tax laws. Although we're losing deductions on it, a lot of people were in something that's called the alternative minimum tax.
Yes.
What it did is it eliminated some deductions, and that's just what the new tax law does. When for many of my clients are more high net worth. They did save money with the new tax laws.
Okay.
And I think that maybe the some of the media buzz out there is putting fear in people that they're going to be in worse shape, but they're actually going to be in better shape. I know myself, my wife and I did save a considerable amount of money with the new tax law.
Now, it's too early to talk about this, but we've talked about it a little bit. If this government shutdown goes on and the IRS isn't around to make returns, what happens with the CPAs? I mean, do they still file it like normal? Have you talked about this at all?
Yeah, we still file it like normal. I'll tell you what, who's going to make out like Blockbusters is H&R Block, because they're going to have their, we'll give you a refund. We'll give you a loan on your refund.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is the refund time process is going to be slowed down considerably. And I think a lot of those more national shops that will give the loan refunds will end up getting more business because people don't want to have their the extra few weeks of getting their refund.
How long does this shutdown have to go, in your opinion, before tax refunds become an issue?
Oh, I'd say that it's probably almost already an issue.
Okay.
From what we've read, they already expect a couple or a few week lag in refunds for what they're expecting right now, from what I've read in our publications.
On the other hand, will you still get an audit if they're out?
Yeah, the funny thing is the audits have really gone down considerably over the years because IRS has had huge cuts in their budgeting, and it's not to encourage anybody to get more creative with their taxes, but it's already been in effect in the past 10 or 15 years.
One thing about this, the workplace compliance, it's actually an outfit that allegedly is on Boulevard in West Hartford, so they mail it to you. That sounds to me like we're getting into mail fraud here because you mail it.
Oh, God, yeah. There's a lot of issues there, and I know both the Attorney General and the Secretary of State are both very interested in this and are already looking into it and pursuing charges.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Dennis Cole is the president-elect of the Connecticut Society of Certified Public Accountants. When do you take office, and when will your inauguration ball be? Because Ray and I would like to go.
it's the beginning of June, so it's a rocking time. It's a bunch of CPAs. We'll go out and paint the town beige.
Okay. Warren Buffett, I believe, is the featured
He's the keynote speaker.
He's the band.
Yeah, he's the
band
keynote
guy.
Speaker, too.
So that should be pretty good. Hey, thanks for being on. Great
Dennis,
to talk to you.
Dennis, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
We'll be in touch again. So
good sense of humor.
If you see it, just dump it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.